Psalm 91. You know, I have a verse. My favorite verse is Psalm 73, verse 28. However, my favorite psalm ever since I was saved, very beginning, 50 years ago, was Psalm 91. So I was delighted when it landed on a Sunday. Amen, in our reading. And King James says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him. Amen. And show him my salvation. And then from the message it says, if you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know me and trust me. Call me, I'll answer. I'll be at your side in bad times, and I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you long life and give you a long drink of salvation. Amen. How many know the party's already started?
Amen.
Amen. Right here on earth. We have the promises and we have the Savior. Amen. So now that we've read it, so it's very understandable, let's read it and see what it says and how it's explained in the Amplified Bible. It says, because he has set his love upon me, that means us, we've set our love upon him, therefore will I, that's God, says, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, which means a personal knowledge of my mercy, my love, my kindness. He trusts and relies on me. What's it all about? Setting our mind on him, setting our thoughts and affections on him. If we set our love on him, if we allow ourselves to be yielded to the Holy Spirit so that we can really know and understand who God is. Amen? Then he's going to deliver us. All we need to do is yield. That's pretty easy. It's not works. It's just yielding to the Holy Spirit, letting him speak to us and show us who Jesus is. That is the job of the Holy Spirit.
Excellent.
We can't drum that up. We can't do anything. All we have to do is yield to him. And he'll not only show us Jesus, but then he'll show us the Father too, and all the love and care he has for us. It goes on, it says, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a God. What a God to trust in. What a God. You know what? Turn to your neighbor and say, he cares for you. He really cares. He cares for you. He really cares for you. Amen. And he loves us. And he loves us. Amen. And all we have to do is set our affections, our love on him, and let the Holy Spirit do his work. And you know what? What'll happen is all of a sudden, as we do that more and more, not just on Sunday mornings from 10 to 11 or 11:30, depending on how long you preach. But if we set our affection on him every day, all day, then he will deliver us. He will take care of us. He'll see us through those times of trouble. And we'll know his love and we'll know we're loved. And then we will burn for Jesus. How many want to burn for Jesus?
Amen.
I do. There's a world out there. There's friends out there that you know that are going straight to hell. What a shame. It's already been provided for that they do not have to go there. Amen. But they need somebody to tell them. They need somebody who's in love with Jesus, who puts their hand on their shoulder and says, I know a better way. I have good news for you. And you know what? You don't have to do anything about it, Paula. All you have to do is yield. You don't have to be good enough. You don't have to be clean enough. You don't have to be spotless enough. Just yield to me, and I will make you the spotless bride. Amen. That's what it's all about. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message translation this morning. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation.